Thank you.
So NHPR has done some reporting on racial inequities. We did some extensive reporting 4 years ago, and we found that nationally, blacks are 3.5 times more likely to be in jail than whites. In New Hampshire, blacks are 5 times more likely to be in jail. And in Hillsborough County, the most populous and diverse county in the state, they're nearly 6 times more likely to be in jail than whites. That's what we found 4 years ago. I wanted to ask you, what has the state done or is the state doing now to address this inequity?
So the kind of since then, the state, I think, has undertaken several steps in this process to help address some of the racial inequities and incarceration rates. One of the first elements of this was kind of a significant piece of the conversation around bail reform that has taken place in the state of New Hampshire. And it's obviously part of a larger ongoing conversation between the legislature and elected officials and law enforcement about kind of the impact and the effects of bail reform. But that is one of the goals and kind of impetuses for bail reform is to address some of the racial and economic disparities in incarceration rates in the state, especially pretrial incarceration.
Mm-hmm. And is that enough or is there more that needs to be done?
The response there is it's looking at this as a step-by-step basis. And certainly this is it's a step in the process and in the direction of addressing some of the racial disparities that exist. And as it kind of takes effect and data can be gathered around it, we can, then the legislature can choose to look at what next steps need to be taken in that kind of in that realm.
So is that what you're saying, that the legislature has to take the next step?
Not in all circumstances. And I think that turns to the second kind of area that has been undertaken to address some of the racial disparities and some of the disparities kind of in law enforcement itself. And that's New Hampshire State Police early last year, so in 2019, issued a new policy on fair and impartial policing. And the purpose behind that policy is to prevent and prohibit biased policing and other discriminatory practices in any law enforcement related activity involving a member of the Division of State Police. Since that, the adoption, and that's a policy that was kind of widely celebrated when it was adopted. And since its adoption, the Governor's Advisory Council on Diversity and Inclusion has highlighted it as a basis to kind of expand those principles and these practices to training for law enforcement officers across the state. And so that's something that was a recommendation made by that council and is currently under kind of review and exploration by the governor's office as well as, or made to the governor's office for their review and exploration, kind of the next steps to take with that.
I see. And back in December, there was one protocol that was issued by the Attorney General's office that requested that each police department designate at least one staff member to serve as the department's civil rights designee, who would coordinate with the department's response to alleged bias or hate motivated crimes and incidents. I wanted to ask you, how's this been working?
This has been working pretty well. I mean, even before these protocols were issued, in terms of identifying and responding to hate crimes, Civil Rights Act violations, or other kind of bias motivated incidents, law enforcement has often been historically has been one of our stronger partners in identifying those cases. They will make the referrals to this office. Police departments since then have not hesitated to make referrals, even where they may suspect the possibility of racial motivation, even if it ultimately doesn't bear out that was the source of the conduct. They've been making referrals to this office to coordinate with this office to respond to potential hate crimes, potential Civil Rights Act violations, and keeping this office appraised of other incidents that may occur that don't rise to the level of a hate crime or Civil Rights Act violation.
Shelnock, I wanted to ask you about Ronald St. Preux, a black man who was arrested by 2 state troopers last week. In a video he shot on his phone, the 2 troopers broke through his window and dragged him from the car. The AG's office says it's conducting a review. What does that actually mean? How is that different from an official investigation?
The review, it entails kind of reviewing the materials, reviewing the records that have been produced in this matter. The office will then take any and all appropriate actions after it completes its review. Whatever is warranted by the facts and circumstances under the case. And this could include the possibility of a Civil Rights Act enforcement action, which is a civil remedy, or it could include additional actions as, again, deemed appropriate by the facts and circumstances of the case.
Well, Shelnock, thank you very much for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you.
Sean Locke is director of the Civil Rights Unit and assistant attorney general for the state of New Hampshire. You can find more of our coverage of these issues at our website, nhpr.org, and listen to All Things Considered tomorrow when we talk with a leader of the Black Lives Matter movement in Manchester.